Marty Lurie here with Tim McCarver talking a little baseball with you. Tim, Orlando's a dear friend of mine, and his 80th birthday's coming up. He talks about the trade from the Giants to the Cardinals, and the most important part was when he went in the Cardinal clubhouse and he met you, and he'll never forget it. He said, Tim McCarver made it easy for me to come to the Cardinals.
That's awfully nice of Orlando to say that, and he made it easy for making it easy on him. I remember I knew he loved Latin music, and Sergio Mendez was playing at the time, Sergio Mendez in Brazil 66, and he had never heard of him. I said, Orlando, these guys are famous. Let's go to the Kiel Auditorium next week. We chose an off day and went, and he and Sergio are very good friends now. But I'll tell you about Orlando. We talked last week. And there's one candid story in 67 about how important he was to the Cardinals that year. Of course, he won the MVP, his only MVP award. But we were waiting for the bus in New York. Gibson was pitching that night. And Red Chaney's our manager, at 5 o'clock, we left a half hour early when we were in New York. Red said, all right, Bussy, let's go. It's time to go. And Gibson said, wait a minute. Is Cepeda on the bus? And we all looked around, and everybody said, no. And Bob said, we're not leaving until Cepeda shows up. 10 minutes later, Orlando showed up. We went to the game. He got a home run, a single, and Gibson won the game.
Wow.
That's how important Orlando Cepeda was to that team.
And he loves being in St. Louis. He loved it. And you were a major part of it. And for you, coming up from Memphis, just a kid, what, 17?
I was 17.
17, catching?
I was 17 initially, and Orlando kids me. He said, I saw that swing, and I thought, this guy's not going to make it. But I worked on it and worked on it and did make it. And I think of that those years with Orlando when he was in St. Louis. He made a monumental impact on that team. And it was just more fun having him around. And I consider him to be one of my closest friends in the game.
Me too. He's a wonderful man. His 80th birthday is coming up September 16th or 17th. I forget what date it is, but it's a very special time for him. You caught Gibson, you caught Carlton, and you came up as just a kid from Memphis. Ever see that coming?
Well, no, I didn't. As a matter of fact, Carlton was so much easier to catch than Gibson. But Gibson taught Steve Carlton the slider.
Did it?
And that made Steve's career. Of course, he won 329 games, second to Warren Spahn for a left-hander in the game. So, you know, Gibson was by far the toughest pitcher that I ever handled. I mean, he was a violent competitor. And I mean that in so many good ways. I mean, remarkable athlete, a Globetrotter, a Harlem Globetrotter at one time for a year. And again, talking about good friends, Bob and I we're such good friends, we went to France last November and tested their Bordeaux over there, and it was pretty good.
Anybody recognize you?
No, the winemaker at a particular winery recognized both Bob and me. Of course, he had been alerted and had the cap in the small of his back and had both Bob and me sign it for him. It was really a lot of fun. We spent a couple of weeks over there. And, you know, it's very important to me to keep friends in baseball. And baseball's it's a funny sport in that you're very close for a certain period of time while you can still play. But then after it's over, guys take different paths. And you don't have paths where you get together. And I've got to say that that's one of the great things about my life and about my connection as a broadcaster. It's kept me involved with the people in the game that I respect and admire.
Well, pleasure talking. Always a pleasure to run into Tim McCarver. Who had the best slider, Carlton or Gibson?
There's a joke. I'll leave you with this. I said that when Steve Carlton was inducted into the Hall of Fame, I said that if Carl Hubbell had the best screwball in the history of the game, Koufax the best curveball, arguably Nolan Ryan the best fastball, then Steve Carlton would go down in the history of the game as having the best slider. And we hugged. It was very emotional, and only friends and family of the Hall of Famers were there. And I see this figure familiar figure swimming through the crowd, and he gets about 6 inches from my face, and it was Gibson, of course, and he said, the best left-handed slider in the history of the game. He wanted to make sure that I divided those things apart. So Bob wanted, he, in other words, he was saying his slider was just as good, but Steve, he'll give him the left-handed deal.
You know, Tim, one last thought for you. You came up in the 60s, a very interesting, turbulent time in the country with integration, segregation,
Vietnam
happening, people being more outspoken. And you were a kid from Memphis, and you worked with people of color, Gibson especially. I think it's a major part of your legacy to baseball, what you did.
Well, I appreciate that, and I take a lot of pride in that. I remember when Martin Luther King was killed, Bob and I sat down and we talked, and it was a very emotional time, as it was for everybody and other people, not only in our sport, but in the country. And I told Bob, I said, you know, I faced prejudice growing up as a Catholic in Memphis. It was 6% Catholic in the state of Tennessee. And Bob said, yeah, but you were white.
Yeah, what a pleasure seeing you. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Same here, Marty.
Yeah, very good. Always a pleasure to run into Tim McCarver. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.